Next is a progress note on Marcella Weber, last name W-E-B-E-R, Marcella, M-A-R-C-E-L-L-A. Date was February 23rd, 2022. Place was Covenant Glen in Frankenmuth. And apparently Weber was seen. In follow-up of a spine fracture period. This occurred last week in the fall period. She still has residual pain period. She did not need neurosurgery, and it seems that most of the spine process were involved, period. She does have decreased hearing, which made conversation a bit difficult, but I could easily speak with her, period. She denies any major complaints, period. The other thing that she has is a left lateral malleolar ulcer that's small and clean, less than 1 centimeter, period. She's getting wound care to that, period. Her pedal pulses were powerful, period. She had mycotic nails, and motor sensation of the feet were normal, period. New paragraph. She does have osteoarthritis, there's Tylenol available for the pain, but that seems to be controlled, period. She has significant dimensionism to Epidol, 5 milligrams nightly, period. The gastroesophageal reflux is a stable occasional reflux, period. She's a fall risk because of frequent falls, period. There's no major behavioral symptoms, period. The paragraph. The system is negative for fever, chills, eye complaints, headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting and bowel pain, diarrhea, bleeding, period. She has no dysuria or hematuria, no easy losing or bleeding, no severe arthralgias. Occurring past history, osteoarthritis, dementia, hearing impairment, anxiety, osteoporosis, gait instability, frequent falls, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and depression and anxiety. New paragraph. Surgical, she had a knee replacement, a hip replacement, period. Okay, family history. Family history. Father died at 75 of a heart attack and heart problems. Mother died at 71 and had lymphoma and cancer. And brother died at 88 of stroke. And another one that died at 66 of stroke. In paragraph examination, she's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 136 over 68, pulse 99, respiratory rate 16, which is saturation 99%. Head and neck, pupil equal reactive light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements intact, ears normal, hearing slightly diminished, neck, supple, no palpable thyromegaly nodes, lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labor and breathing, cardiovascular, normal, so it's two, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema, pupil pulse is palpable. She has mycotic nails. She mobilized in the wheelchair, period. This is skin is intact, warm and dry, period. New paragraph assessment of the plan. One, Mrs. Weber has a flat malleolar ulcer. I recommend keeping clean, and they may use triple antibiotic, but the main thing is to protect it. The tiny open areas, but not severe. It's not a, there's no sign of infection, period. Two, she has dementia. I'll observe for now with an episode. 5 milligrams daily as we just started it, period. Three, she has gastroesophageal reflux disease. I'll continue. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Four, she has edema, which is contained with Lasix, 40 milligrams daily. Plus potassium, 20 milligrams daily, period. Five, she has depression with anxiety. I'll continue fluoxetine, 20 milligrams daily, with lorazepam, 1 milligram daily, period. Paragraph 7, has C spine fracture, may continue with the current pain meds, period. Is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation?